With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's been just over a year since Colorado leaders came together to create a blueprint to end hunger in the state, and innovators in the remote San Luis Valley are leading the way. From doubling food stamp dollars at markets and grocery stores to helping small farmers deliver fresh produce to school cafeterias, restaurants, and food pantries, Lisa Marone, founding director with the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition, says the building blocks for a sustainable network that everyone can access are falling into place.
So we're trying to create an equitable local food system. That's our mission, that restores the health of the people, the community, the economy, and the ecosystem. We're getting down to the root cause, and we are lessening the occurrence of food insecurity in our communities.
Marin says lack of access to nutritious food, especially for low-income people in communities of color, can produce significant negative health effects. She adds people who live in town tend to have easier access as well.
However, many people live out. There's people without vehicles. There's elderly. It's really a chore to get into a grocery store. Some might open at 8, close at 6. If you work on a ranch or something, you have a hard time accessing a grocery store.
The coalition has helped secure land for migrant farmers to grow their own food when there's no paid work available, and for new farmers to hone their skills. They've also developed a region-wide food hub, which works with some 60 small family farms to deliver food to retail outlets. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.